Hello and welcome to the Meg Method podcast, the podcast that helps you move, think and feel better for life. I am your host and fitness and health coach, Meg Walker, and today I want to discuss a very real feeling, and that feeling is called maranoia. If you have ever participated in a marathon or an endurance event, you will likely know this feeling very well. You'll be a few weeks or days out from your big race. You've been training hard for months in preparation. With a decent training plan, progression has been building. Confidence is building. The anticipation is starting to build. You feel like you're almost ready to go. You enter your taper period and then doubt hits you big time, and it feels like the wheels are well and truly starting to fall off. And this is called being maranoid. Maranoia is a form of performance anxiety and paranoia that can cause you to question your training, your nutrition, and how prepared you are for a marathon or a similar endurance race. Even if you have stuck to your training plan perfectly, and there has been zero issues so far, which, side note, congratulations if that has been the case for you, because that is actually very, very rare. Even the pros have plenty of highs and lows in training. But even if all of this has gone well, you can still find yourself questioning all of the what ifs that might go wrong on the day. These fears are often around failure. What if I can't do this? What if I don't get the time I want? Fears around injury. Is that a niggle in my calf? What if it turns into something really bad and I can't compete? Fears around illness. Is that a cold I feel coming on? Is all this training going to be for nothing? You begin to question everything. What will the weather be like on the day? Why does this short training run feel like I'm running through treacle? If 5km suddenly feels hard, how on earth will I survive a whole marathon? Maybe I should change my whole fueling plan. What was I thinking? How am I going to pull this off? It actually sounds like your biggest threat to your race right now is maranoia, my friends. The fear that after all of this build-up and training, something is going to go wrong on the day. And as horrible as it is to experience this, this is entirely normal. So normal that runners even coined the phrase maranoia in the first place, because so many of them have experienced that same pre-race anxiety and paranoia. And it all comes down to the fear of failure, fear of not finishing the course as you'd planned, and fear of not meeting the expectations of loved ones or people who have sponsored you. That is normal. Competing in long distance endurance events is intense. It's going to challenge you physically, mentally, and emotionally. That's why none of my athletes just train for the physical. I program and prepare them to be strong in all three of those states. It is all part of the athlete experience. Pushing your limits. Taking yourself out of your comfort zone. You're going into unknown territory. Whether that's because it's your first ever marathon or your 21st and you're pushing for a new PB. Being an athlete is intense. You can't escape that, but you can embrace it. And these pre-race nerves can be a great thing. You are nervous because this race is important to you. Your body is telling you that this means something. That's why you've got that emotional response. And I actually find that nerves and excitement feel very similar. They are the flip side of the same coin. If you're paying really close attention, you'll actually struggle to distinguish them because they show up the same in your body. increased heart rate, quicker breathing, sweaty palms, butterflies in the stomach. It could be both nerves or excitement. You are nervous because you want this important thing to go well, but you are also excited because this is a brand new opportunity for you. Let that loop-de-loop roller coaster of nerves and excitement boost you, gives you energy. Now, I can't tell you how to overcome your paranoia because, as I said, it's an inevitable part of being an athlete. But I can share some tips on how to better manage your paranoia and maybe even embrace it. And if you've followed me for a while or even were paying attention at the start of this podcast, you should know that my whole ethos is to help coach people on how to move, think, and feel better. I believe to embrace being a person, and especially so embracing being an athlete, you need to work on all three. And nothing helps get you thinking and feeling better in a moment quicker than an effective mindfulness practice. Did you know that you can use a short breathwork technique to help physically put your body in a state of calm? Just by slowing down that breathing, you can turn on your vagus nerve, which helps the parasympathetic side of your nervous system, gets you in that rest and digest state. That is something that you actually can be in control of. And if you scroll through the Meg Method podcast episode list, you will find an abundance of these. And if you have subscribed to the podcast, you'll get even more of these in the future. That is within your control. Go check some of those out. Slow down that breathing. Get yourself into a place of physical calm. It's going to help you think and feel better. Meditation as well, either guided or unguided, can really help bring your focus to the present moment and what is currently within your control. When I talk to my athletes about thinking, about mindset, we're trying to move away from resenting and focusing on past mistakes or worrying about the stuff out of control in the future. And I give them techniques to bring them to the now, the present moment, the stuff that they can control. And if you've got an endurance event coming up, if you're a runner, if you're a triathlete, listen to episode 152 of the Meg Method podcast, where I've done a start line nerves guided meditation. Another thing that's in your control. You can also help manage your paranoia by having a realistic goal. A goal that is in alignment with your current fitness levels and training progress. There's no point trying to beat a time from when you were 16 running around the track when you're now 42. Work is super intense right now. You've got 3 kids to look after, a partner, and you haven't had as much time to train as you wanted, and maybe even an injury. If circumstances have changed, then manage your expectations and don't be afraid to move the goalpost to something more realistic. It can be just as fulfilling and just as impressive by challenging the person that you are now. Make your goal realistic and you'll have a better race experience for it. Training for a marathon can feel like time is both crawling by and flying all at the same time. You've been preparing months for this race. You just want the day to come. And then all of a sudden, it's on your doorstep and you feel like you need more time. You can feel all of this pressure because suddenly it feels like everything you have worked for has come down to this day and that it's all on the line. But I promise you, all of that effort isn't lost or won't have gone to waste if things don't go to plan on race day. I believe that the finish line is actually a brand new beginning. This whole process has been a journey. You've grown from it, learned from it. And I have no doubt that you will continue to grow way beyond the finish line if you keep that door open. So focus and commit to the process and the outcome will write itself. Plan for what's in your control and let go of what you can't. And I know that sounds easy in theory, right? And a lot of this stuff, it isn't easy, but it doesn't need to be complicated. Literally write down the things you can do to help yourself right now. For example, you can decide on how you are getting to the start line. How much time are you going to give yourself to get there? So if a train's delayed, you have to take a different route, you've got time to prepare and do that. That's within your control. Lay flat, flat lay we call it, lie flat all of the things that you think you'll need on race day before you leave the house to make sure that you don't forget anything important for the weekend and leave anything behind. Again, that's something within your control. You can't decide what the weather is going to do on race day, but you can have a plan for what you'll wear if it rains or how you'll fuel if it's warm. Write down what is within your control and create a plan around that. Don't waste your time and energy on what isn't, because it doesn't matter how much you curse, worry, wish, or grumble. If it's out of your control, it's out of your control. Something also within your control is what can you do to help your body out as best as you can the week leading up to the race? Can you start hydrating early so you don't go into race day dehydrated? We put so much pressure on the day itself. Well, what if it's hot and I don't drink enough? What if I don't fuel? It starts the week before. Start fueling yourself early. Start upping your water, making sure you're hydrated going into the day. Start slowly upping the carbs the week before so you're not panic eating carbs the night before and waking up on race day feeling heavy and bloated. The night before the race, you know there's going to be excitement, there's going to be nerves. Instead of worrying and panicking, what if I don't sleep the night before? How can you start prioritizing your sleep this week going into it? How can you take some of that pressure off the big day by starting taking control and doing some of these stuff early instead of worrying about what might happen if this stuff is out of my control on the day? And I'll finish today's tips by saying use your support network around you. These feelings are normal. You are not alone. Surround yourself with people who support and encourage you. You're about to challenge yourself in the most incredible way, and most people are simply in awe of you. You are doing something that many people couldn't even contemplate. And you'll have their complete admiration for your dedication to training. They'll have so much less focus on target times and goals that we have in our head. They are just in awe of this incredible thing that you're doing. If you don't have a close family or friends network, reach out to fellow runners, join groups. They will no doubt feel the same as you right now or have felt similar in the past. If you're running for a charity, reach out to your charity. Let them remind you why you started this process. It will help quieten your ego and remind you that this race is so much bigger than you. And for me, that doesn't add pressure, that takes away pressure. Because I know that even just showing up on race day wearing my charity vest is doing amazing things for the charity. People are seeing that and it's spreading awareness. Just showing up in my vest during training was doing an amazing thing. And reach out to me. I have been where you are countless times. Maranoia is no new feeling to me. I have experienced the highest highs and lowest lows on my journey. From not even being able to run to the end of my road without stopping to having a really strong performance in a full Ironman. Every time that Maranoia has been there. And I've used it, I've embraced it, I've used it to fuel me. I've learned from it. And I'm no doubt there is much more Maranoia to come for me. So reach out to me if you need. My inbox is always open if you need some coaching support or a last minute pep talk. So I will finish this episode wishing you all the best for your race day. I have my fingers crossed that things will run as smoothly as possible for you on the day, but I am not worried for you if they don't. You are prepared and you have got this. The paranoia will pass. This will also change. It always does. It might be easy to forget now, but remember, at some point, you wanted to do this. You signed yourself up for this. And you have worked so hard and often for so long to get here. You wanted to be here, so don't waste this moment by wanting to be somewhere else, by wanting to rush the experience, by wanting to be there, not here. Don't forget to have fun and celebrate the moment you are in. Be kind, be curious, be well, have fun, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Meg Method podcast. If you want to learn more about my coaching and access some free coaching resources, please visit my website, themegmethod.com, or send me a message at themegmethod on Instagram. I would love to learn to know you. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, I would be so grateful if you could please share the love forward. You can show your support in three simple ways. You could please subscribe by clicking the follow button on your favorite podcast platform or YouTube. You could send details of my coaching to a loved one, or you could share this episode with others by tagging me in your social media stories at The Meg Method. Just see the show notes for more details. And if you're feeling extra kind, it would make my day if you could please leave a review. Thank you to my legendary podcast team, Brooklyn Fraser and Alicia Navarro. Your hard work and expertise is always appreciated. Thank you again for listening. Have an excellent day. Try your best. Be kind. Big love.